The hypnosis that you are about to experience is a natural state that we all go in and out of every day. For the purposes of hypnosis, we can say that our minds are divided into two sections, the conscious and the unconscious. In the conscious mind, we use logic, reasoning, and willpower. In the unconscious mind, we form associations and responses. It's the part of the mind that holds the imagination. It doesn't know the difference between fact and fantasy. The unconscious makes up about 88% of our thought power. The conscious mind only makes up 12%. In hypnosis, we harness that 88% to our advantage, because that 88% is much stronger than that 12%. Through hypnosis, we distract the conscious part of the mind from blocking the messages we want to place in the unconscious. The distraction of our conscious mind causes us to become highly suggestible to ideas. An example of this takes place when we're driving. Can you remember how difficult it was learning to drive a car? The first few times you did it, you had to remember a lot. The first time you drove on a highway, you had to remain alert and probably drove slowly and cautiously. Now you just get into the car and drive without thinking. Sometimes you might actually find yourself passing by your exit or wondering how you arrived at your destination. You didn't remember getting there. You may have found yourself getting into your car on a Saturday intending to go to the store, only to find yourself driving halfway to work before you realize what you're doing. These are all cases of driving in your car while under a state of hypnosis. It's actually a very safe state to be driving in. While we're driving under hypnosis, we're using our unconscious mind, which already knows how to drive a car. If we didn't use the unconscious part of our mind when we drove, we'd have to learn how to drive each time we got into the car. This wouldn't be a very safe thing to do. The unconscious knows how to drive the car. It enables us to do all the maneuvers that are automatic for driving. What we need to remain conscious of is where we're going. That's why we end up going to work on Saturday when we intended to go to the store. We simply go into a state of hypnosis as soon as we get into the car and drive without thinking. For some of us, the steering wheel becomes the trigger, and it sends us into instant hypnosis. As we place our hands on the wheel, our unconscious mind takes over and we begin to drive. We instinctively know what to do. That's because all the associations with the trigger are lodged deep in our unconscious, and that's what we respond to. What we're going to do now is something very similar. We're going to give suggestions to your unconscious mind while building a stronger connection between your mind and body. You will place those triggers there yourself, and you will have access to them at any time. We are going to use the most powerful part of your mind, the unconscious, and we're going to do this by creating images in the unconscious mind. This association will be similar to the association you might now have with the steering wheel and driving automatically. These are images that your unconscious will experience as real, since it can't distinguish the difference between reality and fantasy. I'm Dr. James Walton, family therapist.